Today's daf is Vachim Daf Dalid, and we are at the top of Daf Dalid Amid Aleph. So the theme at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim is the halacha that when the Kohen was doing one of the Dalid Avodah Sadam, Shchita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, he had to do it with a machsheves lishma. What's the definition of lishma? So the Gemara Daf Beis Amid Beis brought a Mishnah the Kaman Daf Mem Vav that says l'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach l'shem zevach l'shem zoveach l'shem Hashem l'shem ishim l'shem reyach l'shem nichayach. If it's a chatas and an osham, you also have in mind that it was l'shem chet. Stating that Rav approved from that Mishnah that stam is lishma. So even though there is a mitzvah l'katchila for the kohen to have in mind these machshavas, but if he didn't have in mind those machshavas, rather his machshava was stama, the halacha is stama kosher. It's a chiddush by gerushin and other areas in halacha where there's a din lishma stam is possible, but when it comes to zvachim, when it comes to kachim, the halacha is that stama is going to be kosher. The Mishnah said, what would be if somebody didn't have a machshava stam? He didn't think lishma, but rather had a machshava of shaloi lishma. And as we explained yesterday, the Mishnah is discussing specifically the first two kavanas of lishma that are mentioned in that Mishnah, Memvav Amid Beis, l'shem zevach and l'shem zoveach. L'shem zevach is what the Gemara throughout the sugyas refers to as shinui kodesh. L'shem zoveach is what the Gemara throughout the sugyas refers to as shinui bayil. Shinui kodesh, a kohen was bringing a carbon oil, and he had in mind shlom, a kohen was bringing a carbon chatos, and he had in mind, L'shem Zeveach, the Kohen was bringing the carbon for Reuven, and he had in mind that Shimon should get the kapara, Ayudei, this carbon. So is the carbon going to be kosher? Is the carbon going to be possible? So in the Mishnah, we saw four shitas. The Iker Shita in the Mishnah, the first shita, the Tanakama, is Kol Azvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishman Ksheirim El Shaloi Olu Lubaylam L'shem Chayva Chutz Mi Pesach the Chatas, meaning all carbonists with the exception of a Chatas and a Pesach. The halacha is, if the Kohen had a machsheve Shaloi Lishma, Shinui Kodesh or Shinui Bayim, the halacha is the carbon itself is going to be kosher. What does that mean? Rashi says you can do the zrika, you can do the aktara, the kayhanim and the bailim can eat the basa. The carbon itself is not viewed now as psulei amikdashim, but at the same time, if this bala carbon was bringing the carbon because he had to bring the carbon, the halacha is he would have to replace it now. He would have to bring another carbon. The exception to the rule is Pesach and Chatas. Pesach and Chatas shaloi lishma. Over there, the halacha is that even b'dieved, the carbon is possible. So once the kohen, for example, b'shas shchita or b'shas kabbalah has a machshava shaloi lishma, you can't do the zrika anymore. You can't do the aktar anymore. You can't eat the basar anymore. It's as if the carbon is pigle. It's as if it was noisar. It's as if it became tummy. Where the halacha is, it's actually usr. We'll see, Metz Hashem, during the course of the week, when we speak out some raid, that it could be this lavin involved. At that point, you're not allowed to allow it to go anywhere near the mizbeach. Regardless, we have this din of the shema. Obviously, there must be a makar in the Torah. And today's daf, Zvachim Daf Dalid, is the makar to the ikar alocha that a carbon has to be the shema. So, being that Zvachim Daf Dalid discusses sources, there's going to be psukim, there's going to be limudim, there's going to be mamatzinus, there's going to be tzad hashavas, there's going to be pirchas on the tzad hashavas from gemaras that we didn't learn yet. So, not to be intimidated, we're going to come across a smorgasbord of ideas that we're at this stage, 3 days into Seder Kachim, not so familiar with. But either way, we do what we do. Says the Gemara, we know to be done zvicha l'shma. What's the makar that shchita had to be done l'shma? The makra, it's learned from the following pasuk: v'im zevach shlomim karbona. So the context of the pasuk is vayikra perikimul pasuk aleph. It's discussing obviously the carbon shlomim, and it says v'im zevach shlomim karbona shetehi zvicha l'shem shlomim. Meaning, why did Torah have to say zevach shlomim? Why didn't it just say v'im shlomim karbona? Zevach is miloshin zvicha, miloshin shchita. So we learn from there that the zvicha had to be l'shem shlomim. So while the kohen is bringing the carbon shlomim, he has to have in mind l'shem shlomim. And if he has in mind something else, it's going to be a problem. Maybe the name of the carbon is zevach shlomim. Meaning we take for granted that a shlomim's called a shlomim. Maybe a shlomim's really called a zevach shlomim. And that's what the Torah is saying. If his carbon is a zevach shlomim, not a drosha, the word zevach is extra to teach me that the zvicha has to be l'shem shlomim. Maybe the name of the carbon is zevach shlomim. The Gemara says that can't be. Because midach zevach makriv is not shlomim. Zerikis, Dama Shlomim, like Siv Zevach. There's other times in the Torah where the Torah mentions the word Shlomim, and here it doesn't say Zevach Shlomim. V'hoch, like Siv Zevach. And here it does say Zevach Shlomim. You know, it must be Shetei Zvichel Hashem Shlomim, that the name of the carbon is Shlomim, not Zevach Shlomim. So why then does it say over here, V'im Zevach Shlomim Karbonai? Obviously, it's coming to teach me a halacha. What's the halacha that the Zvicha, the Shechita, has to be L'Shem Shlomim? Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Zvicha, Shara Avoy Desminal. Okay, so we have a Makar that Shechita has to be L'Shma. L'Shem, the carbon that's being bought. By the way, that's what we refer to as Shinui Kodesh. The Zvicha has to be L'Shem, the Zevach. L'Shem, the carbon that's being bought. If it's a Shlomim, it has to be L'Shem Shlomim. But all you have a Makar is Zevach Shlomim. All you see is the Zvicha. How about the Kabbalah? How about the Ilocha? How about the Zvicha? So perhaps you're going to tell me, what's the Shaila? Once I know that the Shechita has to be L'Shma, why wouldn't I just learn the other Avodos Hadam from Shechita? Why would you think Shechita should be any different? And by the way, the Gemara is going to say later, a very important Gemara, something that we have to become familiar with, and that is that Shechita Lav Avodai. So even though Shechita is referred to as one of the Dalet Avodos Hadam, when we say that, we're using the word Avoida loosely. Because really, Shechita is the one Avoida, quote unquote, that was Ksher Bizarre. Perhaps the Sakin that was used when the Shechita was done didn't have to be a Klisharis. There's an idea that Shechita is Ksher Bizarre. So you can almost argue if the Shechita had to be done Lishma, then certainly the Kabbalah, the Ilocha, and Zrika, which are much more avoidais, certainly they should have to be Lishma. But the Gemara says, I can tell you, you find a Chumra in Kachin that Shechita has over other avoidais. And that is, when the Karban Pesach was brought, if the person doing the Shechita of the Karban Pesach would have in mind a machshava that the one that will eat from the Karban Pesach is someone that's not ra'oi to eat from the Karban Pesach, whoever that person may be. The halach is, it would disqualify the Karban. That's only true if he had that machshava b'shas Shechita. But if it had that machshava b'shas Kabbalah, b'shas Ilocha, b'shas Zrika, it wouldn't passel the Karban. So you see already that Shechita has a chumra when it comes to machshava is ha'poislois, in that a machshava sh'loi l'shem oichlem be Pesach Pasels, but only by Shechita, not by Shara Avodas. So you can't learn, therefore, Kabbalah Hilocha from Zricha from Shechita. Elam Akra, the Pasuk says, HaMakriv is Dama Shlomim. And Chazal Darshan, the word Makriv means Shetehei Kabbalah L'Shem Shlomim. Even though, in Yeshiva, you probably taiched HaMakriv to bring. To denantin it. I think that's what it was in Yiddish. But either way, hamakriv means to bring it. That's not what Kabbalah means. Kabbalah means to receive it. Stating that Chazal Darshan that the word hamakriv means Kabbalah. And we learn from this, Shetei Kabbalah L'Shem Shlop, says the Gemara. So I have a makar for Kabbalah. The lichta brachmana be Kabbalah v'leil of Shechita mina. So fake the Gemara. Once I have a makar for Kabbalah, why do I need a makar for Shechita? If hamakriv es tamash shlomim, something there is miutar. Something's extra to teach me that the Kabbalah has to be L'Shem Shlomim. So now, why do I need them zevach shlomim Karboni to tell me that the Zvicha has to be the Shem Shlomim, says the Gemara Mishum, the Ikav Mifrach, because you can argue, Malik Kabbalah Shekem Psula Bizarre V'Isha, because Kabbalah is possible Bizarre, an Isha is possible to do Kabbalah, as we said before, Kabbalah, Hilach, Zrika, those are more real avoidus in the sense that you had to be a kohen to do it. Shechita's Ksher Bizarre. So just because you see that Kabbalah, there's a din that it has to be l'shma, and a machsheves shaloi l'shma creates issues, it doesn't necessarily mean Shechita. Because you're going to argue, yeah, Kabbalah is an avoida. Doesn't necessarily mean Shechita. So you can't learn Kabbalah from Shechita. Why not? Because Shechita has a chumrah. You find there's a machshava of Shalei L'Shem Moichel in the Pesach that creates issues if you had it b'shah Shechita, not b'shah Shas Avodas. You can't learn Shechita from Kabbalah, because Kabbalah, Psula Bizarre, Psula V'isha. So it's for that reason you need a makar for Shechita, I need a makar for Kabbalah. But the Gemara says, Ashechon Shechita v'Kabbalah Zrikim, you know. Okay, so you know Shechita, then Zevach Shlomim Karbonoi, and you know Kabbalah. HaMakriv Es Tamash Shlomim. And about Zrika v'Chita, of Nelech Mehani, maybe you learn Zrika from Shechita and from Kabbalah. But the Gemara says, Malahani Shekein Tunois Tzafoin, V'yeshna V'chatois HaPnimah. Shechita and Kabbalah both have two chumras in common that Zrika doesn't have. Number one, the Shechita and the Kabbalah had to be on the Tzafen part of the Azara. Zrika was done wherever the Mizbeach was. So there's no Din Tzafen when it comes to Zrika. Number two, Shechita the Kabbalah applied by the Avodos that were done on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin and the Avodos that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Whereas Zrika was only done on the Mizbech HaChitzayin. There was no Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Now you can ask me, it's not true. Of course there was the Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi. But the Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi was a different type of Zrika than the Zrika on the Mizbech HaChitzayin. So the Zrika that was on the Mizbech HaChitzayin wasn't on the Mizbech HaPnimi. And the Zrika that was on the Mizbech HaPnimi wasn't on the Mizbech HaChitzayin. So let's talk about the Zrika that was done on the Mizbech HaChitzayin. It doesn't have a kiyum on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Additionally, there's no din tzafen. The bottom line is, Shechita v'Kabbalah have a din tzafen. Zrika doesn't have a din tzafen. Shechita v'Kabbalah are the same Shechita v'Kabbalah, both on the Mizbech HaChitzayin and on the Mizbech HaPnimi, whereas Zrika is either the Zrika that was done in the Mizbech HaChitzayin or the Hazah, the Zrika that was done in the Mizbech HaPnimi. Bottom line is, you have Chumras that Shechita v'Kabbalah have that Zrika doesn't have. It's for that reason, you can't learn Zrika from Shechita v'Kabbalah. So we have a Makar Shechita l'shma. We have a Kabbalah that Kabbalah has to be l'shma. What's the Makar that Zrika has to be l'shma? Ella, Makar, another Pasuk, Azorik is Dama Shlomim. There's something extra in that Pasuk as well. And we learn from there, Shetei Zrika v'shem Shlomim. Freik to Gemara, v'lichter Rachmana v'Zrika v'leilach mina. Now that I have a Makar by Zrika, why can't we go backwards? Why do I need Shechita and Kabbalah? Why don't I learn it from Zrika? You'll tell me, Madach Zrika that doesn't have tzofen. It's less of Bechatas Apanimi. Still there's a Dim l'shma, so certainly Shechita and Kabbalah should have a Dim l'shma as well. Says the Gemara, Bishum, the Ikel Mifrach, Mal Zrika, Shekin Chai Vale Azar Misa. Because Zrika has a Chumra that Shechit and Kabbalah don't have. It's true, Shechit and Kabbalah have two Chumras that Zrika doesn't have, but it goes both ways. Zrika has a Chumra that Shechit and Kabbalah don't have. And that is, a Zar can't do Kabbalah, a Zar can't do Zrika. But when a Zar does Zrika, he's Chayav Misa. If a Zar would do Kabbalah, he wouldn't be Chayav Misa. So Shechita is Ksheir Bazar. Kabbalah is psula bizarre, but he's not chayav misa. Zrika has a chumra over shechita and Kabbalah because by Zrika, number one, psula bizarre, and number two, azar is going to be chayav misa. So you see a chumra in Zrika over shechita and Kabbalah. You can't learn halachas and kachim by shechita and Kabbalah from Zrika because I could always tell you maybe Zrika this is din l'shma because azar is chayav misa. You find that chumra either way. That's why I need a makar for shechita. I need a makar for Kabbalah, and I need a makar for Zrika. So what's missing? Haylacha, says the Gemara. So that, Ashkechan Kulu, Haylacha Minalon. So I have Shechita Kabbalah and Zrika. What's the Makar to Haylacha? Chit, even Neilof Mikulu. Maybe you'll tell me, let me learn Haylacha from Shechita Kabbalah and Zrika. And I'm going to learn it from Tzad Hashav. Ala Kulu, says the Gemara, you can't. Shekin Avoyde Sheyav Shalava. Because Shechita Kabbalah and Zrika, what they all have in common is they're inevitable. You have to do Shechita. There's no such thing as bringing a carbon without Shechita. There's no such thing as bringing a carbon without Kabbalah and Zrika. But you could bring a carbon without Haylacha. Halacha was something that if you needed to do it, you did it. If not, not. What's halacha by definition? After the Kohen took the dam in the Kli Sharis, he walked it to the Mizbeach and he did his Rika on the Mizbeach. What if it wasn't necessary to walk it to the Mizbeach? What if the Shechita was done liyad ha-Mizbeach? So there's no halacha necessary. If there's no halacha necessary, you don't have to do the halacha. So it comes out, halacha is an avoida, true, but it's an avoida she'ef shalevatla. So it's for that reason you can't learn halacha from the other avoidas. So what's the makar for halacha? Ela makra, it's learned that from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, v'hikrav ha'koil ha'mizbecha. The pasuk says that after the shechita kabbalah, halacha and zrika, the koyim would take the emurim. Those were the fats and the parts of the carbon that would go on the Mizbeach, also known as the Haktara, and he would bring it to the Mizbeach. The Hikrav es HaKol HaMizbeach. He would carry it to the Mizbeach. Amar, Zu Haleches Evarim LeKefesh. That the Hikrav es HaKol HaMizbeach is the mitzvah, the avoida of Halacha. Halachas Evarim to the ramp of the Mizbeach. V'tanya, there's another brisa that says, V'hikrivu, that with regards to the dam of the Mizbeach, V'shachat es ben abakar lefnei Hashem, V'hikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-Kehanim esada. And Chazal said, what does V'hikrivu mean? Zu Kabbalah's dam. It means not the halacha, but rather the Kabbalah of the dam, like we had on top of the yomit. Meaning, you have the word V'hikriv and the word V'hikrivu, in two different places in the laws of the Avoid and the Beis HaMikdash, and they mean two different things. The Hikrav HaKol HaMizbecha means the Halacha of the Evarim to the Mizbech. That's after he did the Zrika already. We're coming to do the Haktara. The Torah says, the Hikrav HaKol HaMizbecha. And you have the Pasuk, the Hikrivu B'nei Aharon HaKehanim HaSada. Same word, same Shoresh. And that, the Hikrivu, means Kabbalah. That means the Torah used the same word to describe Kabbalah and to describe halacha. Says the Gemara, "Va'apik rachmanu b'loshen halacha." You know why the Torah did that? The meimra the halacha le'tafka michal kabbalah. To teach me a very important halacha, and that is, whenever you see a halacha regarding kabbalah, you should know it applies to halacha as well. So the Torah, the krivu, is saying kabbalah, but the Torah is borrowing a word. It's borrowing a word from halacha. So why would the Torah refer to kabbalah as Hilacha, if really what the Torah wants to say is Kabbalah, to teach me that Kabbalah and Hilacha are bound by the hip. They're connected somehow. So if you have Hilacha by Kabbalah, it applies to Hilacha. If Kabbalah has to be Lishma, Hamakriv is Tamashlamim, so the Melo Hilacha is going to have to be Lishma as well. Either way, we found a Makar for Shechita, we found a Makar for Kabbalah, we found a Makar for Hilacha, we found a Makar for Zrika. Incidentally, and we're going to see this at the very end of the daf, but all four Makairis were in the carbon of shlomim. So we found that a carbon shlomim has to be brought l'shem shlomim. Whether it's the shechita, the kabbalah, hailacha, and zrika, all carbon shlomim. Additionally, all shinui kodesh. The only din lishma that we proved so far is that if you're bringing a shlomim, without trachtin shlomim, you can't think oila when you're bringing a shlomim. So it says the gemara v'ashkech shinui kodesh shinui bailim and all. So we just found the makar to the halacha shinui kodesh. What's the makar to shinui bailim? How do you know l'shem zayveach? How do you know that the kohen has to have in mind the bal hakarba? And if he brings a shlomim even for Ruvein, he can't have a mind that he's bringing it for Shimon. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Pinchas Breid, Rav Ami Omar Krot. It's learned out from a shlomim, but a very unique type of shlomim. Carbon toida. So the carbon toida, our bot srikin lahoida is v'choil ha-chayim yeducha sela. The Machaber says chayim is rosh ha-tevis, choila, yoytzim ibeis asurim, the four people that have to give shvach v'edot ha-kodesh baruch hu. So today, chayim lahoidas means right? You go up and you make a birchas hagoyimel. But once upon a time, what did chayiv lahoydos mean? It meant you had to bring a carbon tithe. So the carbon tithe was a carbon, but really it was a subcategory. It was a sif katan within the carbon of shlamim. So a carbon tithe was a type of shlamim. So the pasuk says, "Upsar zevach toidas shlamim." Now again, it has that same word, zevach, the word that we began the Amid with. So we learn from there, zevach, toida shlama, shetehi zvicha l'shem toida, that when you're bringing a carbon toida, the zvicha, the shechita has to be l'shem shlamim. Now says the Gemara, that is another drasha telling me that shechita has to be l'shem the carbon that you're bringing, which is shini kodesh. But main, or yinu shini kodesh, I don't need another drasha for shini kodesh. Why not? An after mami asan. Because we already had him a carbon, zevach shlamim karbon. He said, tenei winyin l'shinim b'ahilim. So it comes out, it's extra, so we can pull in an Eino Yinyin, Teneo Yinyin, and tell me that even though the Pashup Shad in the Drasha is Shinu Kodesh, I don't need it for Shinu Kodesh, what it's coming to teach me is Shinu Bayim. The Freitag Mar Bahayla, Chiyuda Asa, is this Pasuk Gubsar Zevach Toyda Shlavim extra to teach me this halacha of Shinu Bayim? Hami Bayil Elichatanya, I need it for the following price. Bazar Zevach Toyda Shlavim, Abachanu Noimim Shum Rabbi Yez, Abachanu Sandim Rabbi Yez, Abolu Lamit. The price is coming to teach me, or the Pasuk is coming to teach me, Toyda Sheshachton Lashem Shlavim Ksheira, Shlavim Sheshachton Shem Toida Psula. If a Kohen, while he was bringing a carbon Toida, so he had in mind not Toida, he had in mind Shlomim. It's kosher. Why? Because it says Toida Shlomim. Like we said, a Toida is a type of Shlomim. So if you had in mind Shlomim, so it's okay. But if when you brought a Shlomim, you had in mind Toida, that's not okay. Because a Shlomim is not a type of Toida. A Toida is a type of Shlomim. But the bottom line is, we learn it from this pasuk. Ma hefesh bein zeh lezeh. Toida kruya shlomim, vein shlomim kruyim toida. So how could you tell me upsar zevach toida shlomim is extra to teach me to shetehe zvichu l'shem toida? It's not extra at all. I needed to know this halacha. It's a very important halacha in the laws of l'shma. That a toida l'shem shlomim is kosher, because a toida is a type of shlomim, but a shlomim l'shem toida is pasuk, because a shlomim is not a type of toida. Says the Gemara, nami zevach kamrinan. I know toidas shlomim the Torah wrote for a reason, to teach me a halacha that Toida l'shem shlomim is kosher, shlomim l'shem toida is pasul. The drasha is from the word zevach. Upsar zevach toida shlomim shetehei zvicha l'shem toida. Just like the drasha we had in the beginning, vim zevach shlomim karbonai al kapana. We learn it from the word zevach. But the Gemara says vakati mi boyle. There's actually something else that's learned from the word zevach. Chatas va'asha minayin. We know the halacha is that Basar Kachim had an expiration date. I mean, you can only eat it for a certain amount of time. How much time? Kachi Kadashim, a day and a night. Kachim Kalim, 2 days and a night. The one exception to the rule is the Toida. The Toida was Kachim Kalim. It's a Shlomim. The Shlomim is Kachim Kalim. And the carbon Toida was eaten only for a day and a night. It's Yedua, the Fart from the Netziv. The Netziv said, why would the carbon Toida be different? Because the carbon Toida was all about giving Shvach Vaidat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Netziv said the Toida wanted you to have a very small amount of time to eat it. Like this, you'd be forced to make a big party. You'd have to invite people. There'd be Persumei Nisa, because you can't let it sit out to, we can't have leftovers. Leftovers is called nicer in Kachim. So leftovers isn't an option. So as a result, you would have no choice but to throw a big party, and like this, you'd be able to give the proper Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Toida, even though it's a carbon shlomim, usually have 2 days to eat.
a carbon shlamim, this carbon shlamim, the carbon toida, being that it's all about shvach vayidoy, you can have two days. But the point is that a carbon toida is treated like kachi gadashim. Ironically, how do you know that a chatos and an ashim, which are kachi gadashim, a nechal yoyim v'layla, it's learned out from the carbon toida. This drasha right here, chatos v'ashim inayin, how do you know the chatos v'ashim were eaten yoyim v'layla? Tamudloim ha-zevach, the word zevach is extra in the parasha of carbon toida, and from there we learn that not only was the toida eaten liyoyim v'layla, but the chatos v'ashim we eaten liyoyim v'layla as well. What's the bottom line? The word zevach is not extra. If it's not extra, I don't need it. I don't have it now to teach me the halacha of l'shma by shini kodesh, so that I could say menu inyan l'shini kodesh, neyu inyan l'shini v'baylam. But the Gemara says no, you can learn it as well. Because imkei nichtev kro b'sar toida shlama zevach. The Torah could have written the word zevach and taught me chatos v'ashim, but wrote the word zevach after toida shlamav. So it could have said upsar toida shlamav zevach. My zevach. Why does it say upsar zevach toida shlamav? So from the word zevach, I know the rabbi's chatas vashem. From the placement of the word zevach in the beginning of the pasuk and not at the end of the pasuk, shema minotarti. I learned the second halacha. What's the second halacha? That the shechita has to be l'shem toida. Im einoy inyan that the shechita should have to be l'shem toida, because I already know that a carbon always has to be l'shem the zevach that's being brought. Tneyo inyan l'shem bal. The shinui bailim that the kohen has to have in mind, the bala carbon, and if he has in mind the wrong bala carbon, that will create issues with the carbons. Ashkechon zvicho, shara voidois, me no one. So we just found him a car to shinui bailim, but by zvicho, by shchit. How do you know the shara voidois? Shchit him, nelof mi zvicho. So you're going to tell me, let's learn it from zvicho. Mala zvicho, shakim poisul l'shem boichlim, bepesach. We already went through this on the top of the omen. You can't learn shara voidois from zvicho. Because even though zvicho, as you can argue, the biggest kula of them all, shchit alav avoidi. But at the same time, you find the chumrah when it comes to machshavas apoisulis le'inyan shchita. Shchitas carbon pesach shaloi l'shem boichlov is a problem. Shloim l'shem boichlov and one of the other avoidas is not a problem. So the Gemara nemar zvicha b'tshina kodesh v'nemar zvicha b'tshina bayim. This is not so hard. Ma zvicha mura b'tshina kodesh lechi lakta ben zvicha l'shar avoidas av zvicha mura b'tshina bayim lo iti chalik ben zvicha l'shar avoidas. We found the idea of l'shma by shina kodesh by all dalet avoidas. We had psukim for everything. We found it for shchita, kabbalah, haylocha, and zvicha. We just found the idea of l'shma by shinui bayim by zvicha. So says the Gemara, doesn't it make sense to say that just like by Shini Kodesh there's no chilik between Shechita and Shara Avodas, so too by Shini Bailim there should be no chilik between Shechita and Shara Avodas. So Enoch Hanavi, I only have a makar Shini Bailim for Shechita. But L'chura Tainas the Gemara, what should be the difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim? So if Shini Kodesh relates to all Dalet Avodas, shouldn't Shinui Bailim relate to all Dalet Avodas as well? Says the Gemara, that would be true if Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are the same. But Ikala Mifrich, I'm going to find you, says the Gemara, four Mekairis, four Rayas that Shinui Kodesh is more common than Shinui Bailim. And if that's the case, your whole Mamatzino gets knocked out. Because you could say, yeah, Shinui Kodesh, which is really Chomer, these four Chomers that the Gemara is about to mention, they're all Dalet Avodas have to be Lishma. As opposed to Shinui Bailim, which isn't so Chomer, maybe there's no halacha that all Dalet Avodas have to be Lishma. Maybe only the Shechita has to be Lishma. So what are these four Chomers? Number one, Mala Shinui Kodesh, Shekein, Psula Begufa. Shinui Kodesh relates to the Gufa Karban. Oilo the shame oilo, not oilo the shame shlomim. You're danning the heftza of the carbon. As opposed to Shinui Bailim, you're not danning the gufa carbon, but rather the bala carbon, who the carbon is being brought for. So being that Shinui Kodesh rears on the heftza of the carbon, that's a chumrah. Additionally, the yeshne ba'arba avoidas. Although it's true that a koyin that has a machshava of Shinui Bailim, it could create issues with the carbon. It's kosher elishlei olu bailin l'shem chayva. By Pesach and Chatas, it actually passes the carbon. But the only time a machshava of shinui bailin passes the carbon, and this is very important, is if b'shas the shchita, for example, the kohen had in mind that he's going to do this zrika for somebody else. But if the kohen just has in mind b'shas shchita that he's doing the shchita for the wrong bailin, that's not a problem. It has to be b'shas the shchita he has in mind that he's going to do this zrika, because at the end of the day, the zrika is what creates the kapara. That's where the shinui bailin plays out. So it has to be shchita al menas to do the zrika for somebody else. But Shini Kodesh is no such halacha. Shini Kodesh shchita Oilu l'shem shlomim is in and of itself an issue. It doesn't have to be. B'shah shchita, you have in mind that you're going to do this zrika l'shem. No, shchita is a baldover for itself, as opposed to shina b'aylam. It has to be shchita to do this zrika for the wrong thing. So that's the second chumrah. Additionally, v'yeshnoi la'achamisa. If somebody's mafresh a carbon and he dies, so we're going to see those sugyas in the next few dafin. But if someone's mafresh a carbon and he dies, so the carbon was still brought. If the carbon was brought, there's still a halacha of shinui kodesh. So let's say someone was mafresh an oila, now he dies, the yorshim would bring the carbon oila. And the kohen had to have in mind, while he's bringing the carbon oila, that he's bringing the carbon oila. But shinui bailam tain as the gemara doesn't make sense after the bailam dies, because the bailam's not alive anymore. So there's a din to bring the carbon. Okay. But in terms of, from a shinui bailam perspective, he's not alive. So l'chur, there's no shinui bailam, l'achamisa. And finally, v'yeshnei b'tzibur k'biyachin. Shinui kodesh you have by a carbon yachid, and you have it by a carbon tzibur too. When the carbon tamid was brought twice a day, in the morning and day no arbayim, the oilas hatamid, you had to have in mind oil l'shem oila. But is there a concept of shinui bailam when it comes to the carbon tzibur? No, everyone's the bailam. So how could you have shinui bailam when it comes to the carbon tzibur? So you have four chumras that shinui kodesh has over shinui bailam. Number one, shinui kodesh seems to affect the gufa carbon. Number two, shinui kodesh, you don't have to have in mind shchita to do the zrika for the wrong thing. No, shchita with the wrong kabban in and of itself is a problem. Shini kodesh, you have lachamisa. And shini kodesh, you have even by a carbon tzibur. In contrast to shini bailam, being that you find that shini kodesh is more chumra than shini bailam, mechatesi learned shini bailam from shini kodesh. So it's true, by shini kodesh, like chilakta, there's no chumra between shchila kabbat and lachamisa. Oh, for Rabbi, just have to be lishma. That doesn't necessarily mean that shini bailam is going to be the same way. Says the Gemara, now we just came all gishma. We have four chumras that shini kodesh has over shini bailam. Ah, forgot to talk to you, Lavda Afka, says the Gemara. Even though I know two of them are, yeah, you just started learning kachin, sounds good. No, but even though two are Lavda Afka, but at the same time, Tarti Mia Dafka. Two of them are Dafka. Which are Lav Dafka? The first one. Mash Noi Shani Bailam Lav Psul Begufoi. The Gemara is arguing that Shini Kodesh is a Psul Beguf. Why is it a Psul Beguf? Because it rears on the Guf. Oilo L'Shem Oilo. Not Oilo L'Shem Shlomim. But the truth is, let's be honest, says the Gemara, Machshava Ba'alma. All it is a Machshava. Nothing happens to the Guf HaKarbin when you have a Machshava Shaloi l'shmav shinu kodesh, any more so than what happens to the carbon when you have a machshava shaloi l'shmav shinu bailam. In the machshava, one you're thinking about the gufa carbon, one you're thinking about the bala carbon. But at the end of the day, it's a machshava ba'almo. No, shinu kodesh nami machshava ba'almo. They're both machshavas. I don't think that should be a svara, says the Gemara. Elakim in the achshava pasach and abikim in the achshava pasach. That's the first one, that l'chura tainas the Gemara is lav dafka. And the second one is we mentioned that shinu kodesh you have l'acham misa, as opposed to shinu bailam. You don't have lacham risa. Why can't you have shinu bailam lacham risa? Because the bailam's not alive anymore. There's technically no bala carbon that you can say, oh, I did it l'shem the wrong bala carbon. That's all true according to most shitas and shas. Obel Rav Pinchas b'rei d'Rav Mori domar. Yes, shinu bailam lacham risa. But there is a shita of Rav Pinchas b'rei d'Rav Mori who said there is a concept of shinu bailam lacham risa. How so? Because Rav Pinchas b'rei d'Rav Mori held that when a person dies and his yarish bring the carbon, you know what the bala carbon is? The yarish. So what if the kohen doesn't have in mind the yarish, he has in mind somebody else, so now already you have a shinu bailam. So it is possible to have shinu bailam lachamisa. So two of the four chumras are lav dafka, but at the same time, tarti miyo ikol mifrach. But the other two are good ones. What were the other two? Number one, shinu kodesh, you don't need shchita to do the zrika, the shinu kodesh. Shchita with the shinu kodesh is a problem, as opposed to shinu bailam. And number two, shinu kodesh you have the karbin yachid and the karbin tzibur, as opposed to shinu bailam, being that the whole tzibur is the bailam, so you don't have shinu bailam when it comes to a karbin tzibur. Either way, so why did we bring in this whole arichas? Because we're trying to find the makar to shinu bailam v'shar avodas. We found the makar for shinu bailam by shchita. What was the makar? V'mzevach toidos shlomav. But we only have a makar for shchita. We don't have a makar to the shara vaydas. The Gemara thought maybe he learned shinu bailam from shinu kodesh. We just resolved that. So we need a makar now for the other three avaydas adam shinu bailam. Oh, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Kratz learned that from the following pasuk. V'nirtzaloi lechaper olav. This is a pasuk not by the carbon shlomim, but rather by the carbon oyla. Olav. So you learn from there, Allah, the kohen has to be thinking Allah, he has to be thinking about the person bringing the carbon. But the Gemara says, is the word Allah extra to teach me the halacha of Lishma? For the following brayse, we all know the halacha. is a neder. Ha'omer harezu, it's in a davar. Why do we all know it? It's a mission in the beginning of Masechtas Megillah from all places. It's in the Ein Beins. So Ein Bein neder in a davar. Neder is ha'omer harei olai. Nedava is harezu. What's the difference in halacha? If you say harei olai, you're being mekabel achrayis to bring an oila. So what happens if you mafresh an animal for the oila and then something happens to the animal? Be mafresh another one. If you say harezu, you would never mekabel achrayis. You just said this. There's no kabbalah sachrayis. If something happens to this, this isn't here anymore. So there's no this to be makrif. You don't have to worry about it. How do we know that? Rav Shimon said it's learned that from this pasuk. V'nirtzo loy lechaper olav. If it was olav, if you took it upon yourself, then you chayev ba'achrayis. If it wasn't olav, if you just said arezu not. V'am Rav Yitzchak baravdimi. Rav Yitzchak baravdimi explained Rav Shimon a little bit. My time. Keeping the amar olai. When you say the word olai, that's olav. Commanded ton le'akas ve'idom. It's like you're carrying it on your shoulders. You took it upon yourself. But the bottom line is, I know that from where? From the word olav. So olav needs to teach me the halacha that hare olai is chayev b'achrayis. That Mishnah and Masechtas Megillah. I don't have olav to teach me that zrika has to be with a shinui b'aylim. Rashi says the Gemara said mi v'nirtz olai l'chaper kamar. You're right. It's not from the word olav in that pasuk. It's from the word loy. There's two words in the pasuk that teach me drashas. V'nirtz olai l'chaper olav. V'nirtz olai l'chaper olav. Working backwards. Olav, the end of the pasuk, teaches me hare olai. The Ichai Bachrayas. The Loi, the Nirtz Loi, teaches me the halacha of Shinui Bailam. So, what do we have now? We have the halacha of Shinui Bailam by two avoidas. We have it by Shchita, Vim Zevach Toida Shlomov, and we have it by Zrika, the Nirtz Loi. So, Zok, the Gemara Ashkhan, Zvika, Zrika, Kabbalah, Minolon. How do I know Kabbalah? The Chitim and Leila from Zrik, Zvika, the Zrika. Maybe learn Kabbalah from Zvika and Zrika. So, we never had this. In Shinui Kodesh, it never played out this way. But says the Gemara, maybe we should learn Kabbalah from Zvicha and Zrika with a classic Mahatzad, says the Gemara. Mal is Zvicha v'Zrika shekein avoda shechayam and levachot. Zvicha and Zrika have a chumrah that both of them, if somebody would do those avodas bachutz, he would be chayv misa. So we're familiar with the halach, it's a parsha, and parsha is achrimos. The Torah says that you're not allowed to shech the korban bachutz. You're not allowed to be makter or korban bachutz either. It's a whole perik in the end of the Masech, the perik hashoichet v'mayla. It's one of the more lomdisha Prokim in Seder Kachim, and the Gemara over there learns that it's not only Shechita and Akhtar, but there's other avodas as well. One of them is Rika. So if somebody shechts a korban bachutz, you have the parish of Shechutei Chutz, it's Chayv Kars. If somebody does Rika bachutz, you're also going to be Chayv Kars. If somebody does Kabbalah bachutz, there's no such halacha. So you see that Shechita and Zrika have a chumrah over Kabbalah. Shechita and Zrika, you have the din of Chutz, as opposed to Kabbalah, where you don't have the din of Chutz. I can't learn Kabbalah from Shechita. So because I find the makar that Shechita and Zrika, the halacha is that you need to have a din lishma, doesn't necessarily mean Kabbalah. I learned it from somewhere else. I learned it from the ayil that the nazir used to bring. The pasuk says, "So ayil yaseh zevach shlomos." We know the nazir, but shlomos nizirusa had to bring three karbonas. He had to bring a chatos and oila, and he had to bring a shlomim. The shlomim that he brought was an ayil. The pasuk says, "So ayil yaseh shlomim." The word yaseh teaches me shetei asiyosoi l'shem shlom. That the asiyah of the shlomim that the Nazir brought had to be l'shem shlomim, which we know as shini kodesh. But the inyanu inyan l'shini kodesh, the nafkalim yhasam. I have my curse for that already. Tenei inyan l'shini bailim. And here it doesn't say shchita, it doesn't say zrika. What does it say? Shetei asiyosoi. Asiya is a loshan hakolelus. It sounds like it's all inclusive. Everybody's invited. Everybody's included in it. As a result, I can learn from there that Kabbalah has to be l'shma v'shinu b'alam. Oh, malei Rav Acha bar Abba l'Rava, Rav Acha bar Abba es Rava, ema yasa klal, zevach prat l'chura. If we're going to darshan this pasuk, shouldn't we darshan it as follows? V'sha'ayil yasa zevach. Yasa is a klal. Yasa, we said, means everything. Zevach, we said, twice in this sugya means zricha, it means shchita. So why don't we say that yas is a klal, zevach is a prat, klal uprat, ein b'chal ela mashem uprat. So why don't we say zvicha in midi achrini loy? L'chura, I don't know if you can learn anything more than shchita from this pasuk. Not sure what we're going to do with the limud, because we have limudim already for shchita. But the point is, I don't know if you can learn more than shchita, because isn't it a classic klal uprat? Yas is a klal, and zvicha is a prat. So the Gemara says, iksiv yas is shlomim zevach k'da'am. Had it said yas shlomim and then zevach, then you'd be right. But hash, to the ksiv yas zevach shlomim, being that it says yasa
zevach, and then shlomim. Havale klal she'enoi mole. What you have is a klal that's incomplete. The whole klal she'enoi mole ain't done a nice klal uprat. It's true, there's an idea of a klal uprat, but the klal has to be mole. If the klal is not mole, then not. Meaning, what would be the klal mole? Yasa shlomim. Do what? Do the shlomim. That would be the klal. Zevach would be the prat. So the Torah said Yasa Shlomim Klal, and then mentioned Zevach. So you'd say I have a Klal. The Klal is Yasa Shlomim. Then I have a prat Zevach. But if the Torah says Yasa Zevach and then Shlomim, the Torah never completed the Klal because the Klal is Yasa Shlomim. I don't know what you're doing. If you, I don't know what you're doing yet, that means the Klal isn't complete. So the Torah gave me a half a Klal and then a prat. In order to have a Klal or prat, you have to have a complete Klal. And then the prat. Being that this is an incomplete klal, you don't have a klal uprat. So it's not a klal uprat. It's not a klal uprat. Ravina says, lo'ilam don. Could be really a klal she'enei mole is a klal uprat. If that's the case, you have a kasha. How could you learn sharasiyos from this pasuk? L'chura, isn't it a klal uprat? So the Gemara says, u lahashem chaza v'kilo. It says lahashem, the end of the pasuk. The Hashem is a second klal. So what do you therefore have? You have a klal uprat. Uklal. Oh, if you have a klal upratu klal, now I could be mar b'sharavit. Somebody rachamid if the ravino. Vali domi klal kamel klal basra. L'chura, aren't the two klals in this klal upratu klal not similar? Klal kamel said asiyos. Mar b'asiyos v'suloy. Asiyos is mashma avoidus. What's the avoidus? Avoidus adam. Shchita kabol eloch ezriko. Klal basra says l'ashem. That's even more inclusive than yasa. Kol Hashem. V'afilu shvich ashirayim v'aktor asimurim. The bottom line is, the two klalos are not the same. The first klal is mashma avoidus, avoidus adam. The second klal is mashma anything that was done related to a carbon, even the shiare mitzvah, such as the haktara semurim and the shvicha shorayim. The bottom line is, I can't darshan a klal prat to klal that way. Don't the two klals have to be the same? Says the Gemara, no. Hatanav Rabbi Shmuel, but klali uprati darsh kai gavna. Who is the author? Right? Who is the tana of the brisa? Of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash, just then, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So it's Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel himself said that you could darish in the klal prat to klal ki I gav the klal prat to klal iat adan elokein prat. Therefore, what you have is a klal prat to klal. My prat mufurish avodah bein l'shma. Just like the prat is mufurish that it's an avoid, then it has to be l'shma. Af kol avodah bein l'shma. So too, anytime you have an avodah, it has to be l'shma. So I know it from where shar avodahs. I know it from this pasuk. It says so ayol yase zevach shlomim. And then it says Lashem. Yas is a klal. Zevach is a prat. Lashem is another klal. Klal, pratu, klal. So I say that just like there's a halacha of Lishma by Zvicha, so to anything that's similar to Zvicha. What's similar to Zvicha? All the avoidas. That's how I'm going to know all the avoidas. Now the truth is this klal, pratu, klal is a pasuk that's discussing Shinui Kodesh. We're looking for a makar for shinu bailam, but an ain't no inyan l'shinu kodesh. Tanayu inyan l'shinu bailam. But the Gemara says, is it so pashit? Even with a klal prat, so we just established that it's a klal prat to klal. Wasn't easy, but we established that it's a klal prat to klal. But zolzayin, it's a klal prat to klal. I don't know if you could still be marba from zvicha ol karbonas, because one of you argue ma prat mafurish avoid of chayav and bechutz af kol avoid of chayav and bechutz. What's the prat that we're saying ke'ena prat shchita? Okay, shchita is an avoid that you chayav ala bechutz. The halacha of shchutei chutz. Maybe only avoidus shechayav ala b'chutz. So maybe I could be mar bezrika. I'll say shchita bezrika in, but kavol of halacha, but there's no halacha of chutz. Lo inami, or maybe I can go in a different direction. Ma prat mufurish dover aton sofen v'yeshu b'chatois apnimiyos. The prat of shchita, we said in Amud Aleph, has a chumra. It has to be but sofen. Sometimes it has a chumra that it's possible. Both b'mizbeach achitzain and b'mizbeach apnimi, af kolaton sofen v'yeshna b'chatoris apnimiyos. So shchita v'kabolo in zrika loy. Meaning, how could you learn everything from there? How could I learn kabolo hilocha and zrika from shchita? Either I should be able to learn everything but zrika, or I should be able to learn only zrika and not kabolo and hilocha, depending on how I want to spin the keina prat. Do I want to spin the keina prat? The prat is something that you chay b'chutz. I'll be mar b'zrika, which you also chay b'chutz, but I can't be mar b'kabbalah ilocha. Or do I want to spin it that the prat is something that has tzof and chatoi saprimi, so I'll be mar b'kabbalah and ilocha that have tzof and kabbalah saprimi, but I won't be mar b'zrika. But how can I be mar b'everything? So the Gemara says two terutz. Either ikleme mahachi, ikleme mahachi, being that there's two ways to go about this, shkulin hevi avayushneim. So if I have two ways to dash in the klal prat to klal, you know what the rule of thumb is? Do both. I'm not sure of this, I'm not sure of that. Do both. Lishnachrina.
It's the same thing, just in different words. Bimilsa, iba yisema, or the second teretz is rikam adravashi naf. You're telling me I can learn ke'ena prat, be marba's rika, or I can use ke'ena prat to be marba, haylach and kabbalah. I don't need to be marba's rika, because we had a makar of zrika. The Gemara said right away, ashkechon zvicha v'zrika. What was the makar of zrika? The nirtza loy l'chaperol. So I don't need the klal prat to be marba's rika. So I don't need it to be marba's rika. So that's the giloy. That what's it probably coming to be marba? Kabbalah and haylach. Either way, so the Gemara says, so we figured it out. We solved the mystery. We have shinui bailim, b'shchita, Kabbalah Haylacha and Zrika. Shchita Kabbalah Haylacha, according to one Lishna, are learned from the Ayil Nazar. Zrika is learned out from the Nirtzal Lechaper Olav. And in the other Lishna in the Gemara, all four, Shchita Kabbalah Haylacha, Zrika, it's all learned from the Klal Pratum Klal that you have in the Parasha of Ayil Nazar. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan Ayil Nazar, Shar Shlomim Minolon. Okay, so we have a Makar for Ayil Nazar. One carbon in the world, you find Shinu Bailim is going to be, okay, that's the that the Nazir brought, that Shlomim. How about other Shlomims? Maybe learn from Ayil Nazir. Why would I think the other Shlomim are different than the Ayil Nazir? I'll tell you why. The Ayil Nazir has a Chumrah, because it wasn't brought in a vacuum, it was brought with other Karbanos. So maybe a regular Shlomim that wasn't brought with other Karbanos doesn't have this halacha. My Shlomim, it said, Ayil Yaseh Zevach Shlomim. Grammatically, it should have said shlomov, zayin is shlomim. What's shlomim? It's a lashon rabim, the rabbis call shlomim. So I know all shlomims. I know all shlomims by Shini Kodesh, because if you remember on Amud Aleph, all the Mekoyres for Shini Kodesh were by Karben Shlomim. I know all shlomims by Shini Bailim. That's a ayol yasa zevach shlomim. So I know that a Karben Shlomim has a din of Shini Kodesh, and I know that a Karben Shlomim has a din of Shini Bailim. How do I know Shar Karbanos? So that already we're going to see tomorrow.
The following Raid Bite, originally recorded on Maseches Gittin Daf Chav Zayin, is highly relevant to the sugyas at the beginning of Maseches Zvachim, and is therefore being included here as well.
I think it's kedai to talk about something that at first glance is going to sound like doesn't really have so much to do with today's daf and the dafin that we're learning. But l'achar ha'iyun, it really has a lot to do with the sugyas that we're learning. It's rooted in a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda, probably the most famous tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda. I think there are people that if they know one thing that the Noida B'Yehuda ever said, they know the tamtzis of this tshuva. It's the tshuva that the Noida B'Yehuda wrote on the topic of L'Shem Yichud. So before we begin, I just want to give some credits. Number one, I just want to give a yashar koyach to Reb Shimon Shemanowitz, who is the Roish of Mechon Ali Zayas. He wrote very, very extensively on this whole noisei L'Shem Yichud. It's printed in the back of the Mechon Ali Zayas Hagodesh al Pesach, Hafachba Vafachba Dekulaba. I also want to give a yashar koyach to Nachi for introducing me to Reb Shimon Shemanowitz's Hagodesh al Pesach and for adding an academic knetch to this whole noisei. And I also want to give a yashar koyach to Yedidi Reb Shmuel Reuven Grossman for going through the inyan with me a little bit. So the story of this tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda begins in the year Tav Kuf Lamed Vav. It was in the year 1776. And there was a Yid by the name of Reb Yisachar Ber Bloch who sent a shaila, and really four shailas, to the Noida B'Yehuda. So who is Reb Yisachar Ber Bloch? Reb Yisachar Ber Bloch at the time was a Rav in a small city in Europe. Later, he would become the Av Bezdin and the Rav of Matastarf. He was a tremendous guy in Benigla Ubenister. He was also a Benonshal Kedoshim. His father was the Mechaber of the Sefer Nazir Shimshin and the Tosfos Chedoshim on Mishnayos. He himself wrote a Sefer called Binas Yisoschar. And as an interesting fun fact, he was the Chassam Sofer's Mesadik Kedushin Zivagrishin. So just to give you an idea of who this Yid was, Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch. So he sends Shaila to the Noida B'Yehuda, and he has a few different questions. And the Noida B'Yehuda responded. In fact, the four Shailas are four tshuvas in Madura Kama of Shailas and Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. It's Nyarudeya, it's Simen Tzadik, Tzadik Aleph, Tzadik Beis, Tzadik Gimel. What we need is Tzadik Gimel. So Noida B'Yehuda said as follows, V'ala Revias Asher Shah, the fourth question that you asked me,
which was benusach l'shem yichud. So it seems that this yid, this big goyim, beniglo benister, Rabbi Yisachar ber Bloch, wanted help from the Noida Behuda. He wanted to understand a little bit what those words mean right at the beginning of l'shem yichud. This is a davar chadash that all sidurim now, they print before mitzvahs, you have a nusach of l'shem yichud. And I understand, this is the fourth question, very innocently, could you explain to me a little bit what these words mean? So says the Noida Behuda, this is my answer. Before you ask me to explain the nusach, I would ask a better kasha. Should you say the l'shem yichud or not? Uladaiti, said the Nabi, if you ask me, it's a little sharp. Zero choyle b'dayreinu. V'aladoyre shalifnei zmanenu shlo yodu minusach zeh v'loi amru. Previous generations, they didn't know from this nusach. They never said it. V'ayu amelim kol yemein b'toyru v'mitzvahs. And they spent their whole lives being amul b'toyru v'mitzvahs. Hakol al pi ha-toyru v'al pi ha-poyskim. Asher devreyem noivim mimkor mayim chayim yam ha-talmud. Aleyem nema, regarding them, it says, Tumas yisharim tamchem. V'heim heim asher asu pri l'maylo. V'godo me'al shamayim chazdan. Avol b'dayreinu azeh. He says, in this generation, ki ozbu es toyrus Hashem. Umekar mayim chayim. Shnei ha-Talmudim Bavli v'Yerushalmi. Today, nobody learns Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi anymore. Lachzov lehem boirois nishbarim. Instead, they're digging boirois nishbarim. Umesnasim berum levavim. And instead, it came to Agaivo. Kol echad oimer anoichi haroya. Veli niftachu shari shamayim. Ubavuri ha-oilam miskay. Elu heim machrivei hadar. Valador hayosem azeh ani oimer. Embrace for impact. Yeshorim darche Hashem. V'tzadikim yelchuban v'chasidim yikashluban. V'har b'hoyoli v'daber mizeb. Emes, I have a lot to talk on this topic. Avol k'shem she'mitzvah loy mardover anishma. Kach mitzvah sheloy loy mardover she'enoy nishma. V'ashem yirachim aleinu. This was the response of the Noida Behuda. So this nid, Rabbi Yisachar ber Bloch, he asked the Noida Behuda, he explained to me, I pashon want to understand a little bit better the L'shem Yichud. Noida Behuda says, you want to understand the nusach of the L'shem Yichud? I have a much better kasha. Why don't you ask me? Now, he didn't ask him, but the Rebbe Yehuda offered his response. It was Terem Yikra V'ani Yana, Oyde Ma'adrim Medabrim V'ani Eshma. And the Rebbe Yehuda told him what he thought of L'shem Yichud, and it seems like he didn't think so fondly of it. Now, the emes is that I think it's kedai to take a step back and understand, again, just Kefi HaSogo Seinu, Pirish HaMilis, not even Pirish HaMilis, Pirish HaConcept of what exactly one says when they say L'shem Yichud. So I'm reading from the L'shem Yichud on Sfiras Ha'omer. L'shem Yichud kutcha berichu shchinte b'dechilu urechimu l'yachei shem yudke b'vavke b'yichud ashlim b'shem kol Yisrael. Hine nimuchan amzuma l'kai mitzvah aseh shal Sfiras Ha'omer. K'ma shakasa ba'toyru s'fartan l'cha mimachas ha'shabas b'yem av'yachav z'oim ha'atuv v'shabas shabas ha'tmim ha'ztiyeno an mimachas ha'shabas ha'shvias tisbru chamishim yoim v'krafte mincha chadosh al Hashem. V'hi noyam Hashem alekeinu aleinu, u'masi yadeinu koinun aleinu, u'masi yadeinu koinuneo. Now the hard part of the Nusach L'Shem Yichud is the first sentence. And that's where Rabbi Yisachar ber Bloch was asking the Noida Behuda for a little bit of clarity. So what exactly are we saying? L'Shem Yichud kutcha berishku u'shchintei. We're about to do a mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah L'Shem with a kavana l'shma. What's the kavana? The kavana is that there should be Yichud. There should be an achdos. There should be one between kutcha berichu u'shchinte. So ki'ilu, it's shayach a pirud between kutcha berichu u'shchinte. Kutcha berichu is the Eibishter. Shechina, we usually think, is also the Eibishter. So it's possible for there to be some pirud between kutcha berichu u'shchinte. And I'm going to do a mitzvah with the kavana that there shouldn't be pirud anymore. That fakek, they should be yichud. It should be l'shem yichud kutcha berichu u'shchinte. But the chilu urechim, I'm doing this mitzvah. I'm doing it with the chilu with yira urechim. I'm doing it with ahava. There's a need to be over Hashem with yira. There's a need to be over Hashem with ahava. And I'm being over Hashem. I'm doing this mitzvah with the chilu urechim. Additionally, there's another kavana. It's liyached shem yudke bevavke biyichud shlem, and it should have a real yichud. So this is already based on Chazal. The Chazal say that when Klai Yisrael is in Galus, as long as a Molech exists in the world, so on some level, the Shem Yudkei Vovkei is not Sholem. But when a Yid does a mitzvah, he creates a Yichud between the Yudkei and between the Vovkei. And the person, when he says the Shem Yichud, this is what he's saying. Then he adds, maybe the most mysterious words, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. don't know what that means. But the bottom line is that it seems in the Nusach of L'Shem Yichud, we're discussing the Lishma of the mitzvah. And we're saying that I'm doing the mitzvah with the kavana, with the intent that there should be a yichud between Kutcha Berichu and Shechinte. Additionally, there should be a yichud between the Shem Yudke and the Shem Vavke. The bottom line is, this is what it means, super high level, without having any Havana really. And the Shoyl asked the Noi de Behuda for a better Havana, and Lamaisna, he told him back, he said that, I don't hold up this whole Nusach anyways, and as a result, we shouldn't be having this conversation. Lamaisa, the Noi de Behuda, wrote a tshuva. And he wrote a tshuva why he felt that it's not necessary and wrong to say L'Shem Yichud. Now, the tshuva that the Noi de Behuda wrote is really a response to the Shoyl. We don't know exactly what the Shoyl wrote because we only have the tshuva. We don't have the full shleimus of what it is that the Shoyl had written to the Noi de Behuda. So we have insight to one half of a conversation. But the Noi de Behuda felt that it's pasha you don't have to say L'Shem Yichud. And the reason that it's pasha you don't have to say L'Shem Yichud is based on a Gemara, Masechet Zvachim, that base on the base, a Gemara that has a lot to do with the sugya that we're learning right now. So what's Zvachim, that base on the base, and why are we talking about this right now? That he's getting daf chav zayin. So Zvachim, that base on the base, is the first sugya in Masechet Zvachim, and it discusses the first mission of Masechet Zvachim. The first mission of Masechet Zvachim, kol ha-zvachim, she-nizbuchu shaloi l'shman k'sherim, elo shaloi olu l'baylam l'shem chayvo, chutz min ha-pesach v'ha-chatas. The halacha is that when a kohen did the avodah with a carbon, shechit the kabbalah lachas rika, anyone that the dalad avodah sadam, he had to make sure that he did the avodah lishma. In fact, if he has a machshava shloi lishma, it's a problem. On what level? Lo olu l'baylum l'shem chayva. If it's a chatas and a pesach, it's even worse than that. The halacha is it's going to be possible. So the Gemara says that omalei Ravina l'rapapa. Ravina told Rapapa, they have this kabam urta betchuma becharmach. You know, you didn't come to yeshiva last night and you missed out. The Rami Rav Milu Ma'al Yisa Adadi Vishanalo. Because Rav asked to steer in the Sugya Lishma and he said a murder the guitarist. And had you been there, you would have heard this, but because you didn't come, I'm sorry you ended up losing out. So what was the steer that Rav asked? Rav asked the following question. There's a halacha that an avoida sadam of a carbon has to be done Lishma. There's also a halacha that ksiva saget has to be written Lishma. Stating that, Rava said, I know that what would be if a person doesn't avoid it with a carbon, he wouldn't be mechavim Lishma, but he also wouldn't be mechavim shaloi Lishma. What would be the halacha? What we know as stoma. So Rava said, Icha b'raya, that stoma would be kosher. Yet, Rava said, I also have a raya, that what would be if somebody writes a get, and he wouldn't have in mind to write the get Lishma, but he also wouldn't have in mind to write the get Shaloi Lishma. There the halacha would be that stomach's puzzle. So Rava said it's the chastira. Why is it that there's a din Lishma by kachim, yet stomach's kasher, and there's a din Lishma by gerishin, and stomach's puzzle? And the Gemara goes on. We're going to learn an amid and a half Gemara now, regalachas. Says the Gemara, how did Rava know that stomach's kasher when it comes to Zvachim? So he said, I know it from the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah later in the Masechta that says, L'shem Shishudvar Mazevach Nizbach. When a person brings a carbon, he has to have in mind six things. L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zevach, L'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichayach. Amr Rabbi Yossi said, Afa Pishlo Yehoya Beliba, L'shem Achas Mikol Eilu Kasha. That even if a person would not have in mind any of these kavanas, it would be kasha. In fact, there was a Tanai Bezdin. Bezdin Lechatchila actually told the Koyan not to have a Machshava Lishma. Asnu Bezdin Deloy Lema Lishmai. Why? Dilma Asi Lemeimer Shaloy Lishma. Because they were concerned that if a person is going to have a Machshava Lishma, he might end up having a Machshava Shaloy Lishma. And because he might end up having a Machshava Shaloy Lishma, so it's for that reason, Asnu Bezdin, don't have a mind Lishma, because you may come to have a Machshava Shaloy Lishma. So Rava said, Is all good I took Stama Apostle, if you're going to tell me that Stama by Kachem is Apostle, Kaimi Bezdin, Umasni Milsa, the Mifsalbe, then how could Bezdin make a Takon and tell you not to have a Machshava Lishma? That says, Bishloim of Stama's Kacher. So what did Bezdin say? Koyin, you're doing the avoida. L'shem shishadvar mazevach nizbach. Let me give you good advice. Don't have in mind lishma, because if you're going to have in mind lishma, you might end up having in mind shaloi lishma. It's just going to mess you up. So just do it stum. So if stum is kosher, okay, very good. Stum is kosher. But if stum is pasul, what do you mean? If I'm doing stum, it's pasul. And Bezin doesn't have the right to override that. So said Rav Muzain that when it comes to kachim, stum is pasul. It's kosher. How do I know that when it comes to Gerush and said Rava, that stum is possible? I know it from today's daf. I know it from the first part of today's daf. Hakayf seif toif se gitin tzarich shianiach makam ish makam isha umakam edim umakam asman. A ganze machloikis in the Mishnah whether you can write toif se gitin out the toifus, but the toirif for sure you're not let it write. Why not? Because it's a din lishma. Said Rava, what's the problem? Does a din lishma write it's stama? Why can't a person write stama? I'm having in mind not this person who wants to marry, divorce that isha, but I'm going to write it stama. I'll write all the lashayin, the hariat mutaris l'chaladam. I'll include the tairif lashayinis, but I'll do it stama. Why can't a sefer do that? It's clear he can't do that. We had the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak, four different madregas of shaloi v'shma, and then even if you want to write the toif segitin, you have to leave over that area. And what emerges from the Mishnayos that we're learning right now is that if a person would write tzivas agat, stam it would be puzzled. So Rav said, "Chabastiram mitzad echad, you have a raya that tzvachim stam is kasha. Tzivas agat stam is going to be puzzled." This was the kasha that he asked, and Rav said an answer. Rava's parrot was Vishani Zvachim Stam is kasha, and the reason is because Bistam Lishman Oimde. Because Stama is Oimde Lishma. You have a carbon. What's the tachlis of this carbon? The tachlis of this carbon is this animal. Right now, this animal is an oila. So, what's the purpose of an oila? To be makrivit as a carbon. So, being that this oila is Oimde Lakach, to be brought as a carbon, even if you don't have in mind that I'm bringing it Lishem carbon, it's Oimde Lakach, and therefore it's going to be kasha. Abi Isha. But Anisha is not a medas legerishin. So if a sofer is going to write a get and he's going to write stoma, you wouldn't be able to use it for this isha because she wasn't a medas legerishin. Animal that's hektish is oimed lahakrava, as opposed to an isha is lav legerishin amedas, and that's why stoma is kosher when it comes to zvachim. However, stoma is pasul when it comes to gerishin. Tosfos adds very importantly, this is that the Gemara says that stam is possible by gerushin because isha's lav gerushin and medas is true. Even if an isha sish was mezana, even if an isha sish would be mezana tachas baila, where now the husband has an iser, shem shasru labal kachasru labayo, so the husband would be obligated to give her a get. Even then, says Tosfos, the halacha is that stam is going to be possible, and the reason is because even though this isha is a medas legerushin, but she's not a medas legerushin begetzu, and being that begetzu she's not a medas legerushin, so there too you're going to have the halacha that stama is going to be possible. So the bottom line is stama kosher possible when it comes to zvachim, when it comes to kachim, stama is kosher. When it comes to gerushin, stama is possible, and when it, the reason is because kachim is lishman hein oimdim, the oimid lakrava, therefore stama is going to be kasher, as opposed to gerishin with the isha's lav gerishin aimedes, and even if she is aimedes gerishin, but not begetzeh, so there the halach is going to be that stama is going to be possible. So the Noi Rabbi Yehuda told the shayil, he told Rabbi Yisachar ber blach, he told him that I understand the concept of l'shem yichud, and when a person does a mitzvah, you're being miyached kuchabrichu shchinte, and you're being miyached the shem yudke and the shem vavke. But at the same time, you have to have it in mind. You have to have kavana. He said, learn zvachim daf beis amid beis. In zvachim daf beis amid beis, it's mavur that stama is lishma. Since said the Noi de Yehuda, that if stama is lishma, when it comes to kachim, then l'chayra, for sure, stama should also be lishma when it comes to asiyas ha-mitzvahs. So afilu noniach, that there's an inyan of kuchabrichu shchinte, and which the Nabi Yehuda Chalila never questioned. And there's an inyan of being meyachid, the shem yudke, and the vavke. But as it relates to being mechavan for it, there's no reason to have to be mechavan for it. This is not something you have to say, it's not something you have to think, because you have stama lishma. Think about the koyin in the Beis HaMikdash, and his mamish doing the Hilag HaVoida. He doesn't have to be mechavan l'shem yichud kuchabrichu shchinte. He doesn't have to be mechavan even l'shem zevach and l'shem zeveach. L'shem Hashem, l'shem yishem, l'shem reich and l'shem lichayach. He doesn't have to have those kabbonas. So I don't think when you're saying Sfiras Omer, you're taking Dalad Minim, you're about to say Baruch Shoma, you're about to bench, whatever it is you're about to do, you don't have to say l'shem yichud. It's not something that's going to be necessary. But then there's no need to be who to double down. But he said it's even more than that. Because Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, as quoted in the Gemara we just read, that Asnu Bezin Deloy Reimer Lishma. Bezin went out of the way. They said, when a kohen does the avodah, don't start having in mind all these machshavas. You know why? Because if you're going to start having machshavas instead of saying Lishma, you're going to end up saying Shaloy Lishma. And that already might not be okay. So said the Noi de Yehuda that if Bezin was worried about a kohen who's pasha bringing a carbon, that instead of having in mind Lishma, he's going to have in mind shalai l'shma kal v'chaymer b'kavanas ha-tfilah v'ha-mitzvahs. Then certainly when it comes to kavana by tfilah and by mitzvahs, sheyesh b'hem kama ikuli yupturi. There's a lot of twists and turns. V'kama chashash kitzot b'netiyos. And you start getting involved in all these kavanas, chalilo, not such good things can come from that. Kasher ra'inu kol zeh b'moifes. Says, I'm talking from experience. Pshita sheyesh levato shalo yechav in klal. It's definitely not something you have to do. So the Rebbe Yehuda really, he said two things. He said that I see in Zvachim Daf Beis, Stama Lishma, when it comes to Kachim, if Stama Lishma, when it comes to Kachim, Stama Shvi Lishma, when it comes to mitzvahs. But I see even more than that. Asnu Bezdin Deloy Lemer Lishma, Dilma Asel Lemer Lishma, Shaloy Lishma. And therefore, says the Rebbe Yehuda, I think the same is true when it comes to mitzvahs, that it would be an Asnu Bezdin, not just, I think, Kal Vachoymer Bekavanos Atfil of our mitzvahs. If Chazal would Kaveh it there, for sure they'd be Kaveh it over here. And he told the Shoyal, you're bringing me a Raya from Zvachim Daf Beis, which again, not sure what that Raya was, but said the Rebbe Yehuda, Mimakim Shabasa, Zvachim Daf Beis is my makar. Why I think it's not necessary to say L'Shem Yichud. Not again because we're questioning whether when a person does a mitzvah you're being miyachid kuchabrichu shchinte. Not because we're questioning if you're going to be miyachid L'Shem Yudke and Devavke. But because it's not necessary because Halzen Nemar Stamal L'Shma. And not just Halzen Nemar Stamal L'Shma. Asnu Bezin Deloy Leimru. And that really, really, really is the aside of what the Noid of Yehuda said. Now, the Svarim, after the Noid of Yehuda, Uberoshim, the Chassidish Svarim, there were rebuttals that were written to what the Noid of Yehuda said. And the most prominent one, by far, was written in a Sefer that's called Shara Tfilah. And the Sefer Shara Tfilah was written by the Mechaber of the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Baal Sidurish al Shabbos. And right in the beginning of the Sefer Shara Tfilah, it's printed in some of the Be'er Mayim Chaim Svarim. There's a very, very long tshuva that he wrote back to the Noid of Yehuda. He starts off saying that it's the Hine, Otsu b'milan loy ucha. He says, to be quiet, I can't. Ve'espala al chochem godol. Ve'goyim muvi kamayo. Referring to the Noid of Yehuda. Ashalibay kileva aryeh. Ve'enoy ke'ena bedoylach. Yoyma dovorze. That he walked away from Zvachim Daf Beis and he thought that you don't have to have kavana when you do a mitzvah because it's tamal l'shma. And the emes is the kasha that the Be'er Mayim Chaim is about to ask. Is a bomb kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Freit the Be'er Mayim Chaim, Rabbi Nadal Makumal. Stoma l'shma when it comes to mitzvahs, everyone knows it's a sugya mitzvah sriches kavana. That's machlokes in Shas. Mitzvah sriches kavana, mitzvah zain sriches kavana. We grab a paskin, pashtus, mitzvah sriches kavana. Et Shulchan Aruch and Simach Samach says, Yei shayim mitzvah sriches kavana, Yei shayim mitzvah zain sriches kavana, v'chein halacha. Okay, what's the halacha? But the bottom line is, pashtus is, if you look at the Noisa Kalim, that we paskin mitzvah sriches kavana. So said the Be'er Mayim Chaim to the Noid of Yehuda, yeah, L'shma in Shchitas Kachim, Stamu L'shma Hinoimdim. But when it comes to mitzvahs, we know for sure you have to have kavana. This is sugya, mitzvah sriches kavana. No one ever said that if you have do a mitzvah and you do it stomach, you're going to be yotze the mitzvah. Im kivan liba yotze, vim loy kivan liba la yotze. That means that when it comes to mitzvahs, it's dar din mitzvah sriches kavana. So fake the Be'er Mayim Chaim, it's mamash apelet. The emes is this, that the Be'er Mayim Chaim said, that it's pashit, there's no halacha of stamu l'shma when it comes to asiyas ha-mitzvahs because of the halacha of mitzvah sriches kavana. Meaning mitzvah sriches kavana is lafuke stamu l'shma. And it says you have to have kavana and you can't rely on some sort of svara of stamu l'shma. It's mefurish in a Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh asks a stira, not for now, but there's a stira in Shitas Reish Lakish, whether Reish Lakish held mitzvah sriches kavana or he held mitzvah ain't sriches kavana. Reish Lakish is shita in Psachim Daf Kuf Yodal, it is mitzvah Tzriches Kavana. Yet, Rish Lakish says, in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel, if a person would eat the carbon Pesach, and he would do it without having Kavana to be Yotze the Mitzvah, that Lachas he would be Yotze the Mitzvah. And it's a famous Shagas Aryeh's Kasha, we have raid bites on it. It's a steer in Shitas Rish Lakish. Mitzarecha Rish Lakish holds in Psochen Kuf Yodalit, Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana. And when it comes to carbon Pesach, Mitzvah ain't Tzriches Kavana. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, Zok the Turi Evan, and Nifl de Gezach. He says, it's Mavur in Sugi Zashas, Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana. Aye, what happened to Stamal Shema? What happened to Zvachim Daf Beis on the base? Says the Turi Evan, you have to say that being that it's mavur, that the only time you say stam l'shma is by kachim. By gerishin, you don't say stam l'shma. By gerishin, you don't say stam l'shma. We'll do this fast. Maybe the man has to divorce his wife because she was mezana tachas baila. If that's the case, she's a medes l'gerishin. If she's a medes l'gerishin, you should say stam l'shma. Zok Tosfos, the reason that you don't say stam l'shma is because she's not a medes l'sgarish begetzeh. And because she's not a medes l'sgarish begetzeh, therefore you don't have stam l'shma. So says the Turi Evin, that's the reason by mitzvahs there's no stam l'shma. Because although it's true, a person is going to take dalad minim, so it's oymed l'kach that he's going to shakle a luluf, but lav dafka this luluf, mechtesa. So he says it's like gerishin, where she was mezana, where really it is a medes l'kach. Of a being that it's not begetzeh, so it's not beluluf zeh, you don't have it. A bezok t'shagasari in hafluv a felon mamish. He said the carbon pesach, you have to be from the menuyim on the carbon pesach. That means if somebody's already counted on a carbon pesach, the only pesach he can be mekayim the mitzvahs with this shtick flesh. So it comes out, it is a medes l'kach. It's a medes l'kach. Now I have zvachim da beis and beis. Now it's like kachim. The halacha is going to be stamal l'shma. So loyim reish lakish holds mitzvahs tzriches kavana, but he also holds a stamal l'shma. But the only time you could say stamal l'shma is where it's a medes to do it in this way. Like Tosfos said in Zvachim Daf Beis Amud Beis. Over here, it's not a medes to do it in this way by most mitzvahs. Karben Pesach it is, and therefore we do Halachas mitzvahs Tzrichos Kavan. But the Shagas Ayu was already megala to us this distinction that you have to be able to make, and that is this stamal l'shma, this mitzvah Tzrichos Kavana v'loy rois nekroizeh. So the Ber Maim Chayim asked on the Noida B'Yehuda, he says Libo is Kalev Ari, Eino is Keina B'doylach, but Pashi was Toibet Var Mishnah. He said stamal l'shma. Now when it comes to mitzvahs Tzrichos Kavan. Yes, another kasha. The other kasha was that the Yehuda said that just like Rabbi Yossi said, Asnu Bezdin, not to say Lashma, Duma Asalamemer, Shaloi Lashma. So the Yehuda said, if he said it regarding bringing karbanas, Kavachaymer, when it comes to all the Yehudim and all the grace of Kavanas, because of all that Kuli Upshuri, trust me, said the Noida Yehuda, Bezdin would tell you, don't have a mind Lashma. Dilma Asila Meimer Shaloi Lashma. So the Ber Maim Chaim asked another bomb kasha. He asked, Tosfos asks Akasha, very geshmak Akasha, because we're learning, if we're learning getting now, we wouldn't speak this out, but we're learning getting now. Tosfos asks Akasha that the Gemara says in Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Rabba said that why does Amevi get Mimdinas Hayam have to say Befanai Necht? He never thought Lashem Yichud, it's getting so good. Ramash says, why do you have to say Befanai Necht, Alfishem Bekirin Lashma? Rabba says, Lefishem Eidem Etzurim Lekaimer. So the Gemara says, Rabba, my time Alayam Ake Rabba. Why did Rabba learn like Rabba? He said, because you don't say anything about Lashma. You say Befanai Nechtav. You don't say Lashma. Rabbo, Gakasha, why don't you say Lishma? Because he was afraid if you have to say three words, Befanai Nechtav Lishma, Chad Miklas Goyes, you may leave out one of the three words. Frey Tois, I have a better reason. Maybe the reason, according to Rabbo, Chazal said, don't say Lishma, is Duma Asilameh Shaloi Lishma. You see that Rabbi Yossi said, when you bring your carbon, don't say Lishma, because you might say Shaloi Lishma. So Frey, it's a Tois Akasha. Frey Tois says, we're muching. Why, according to Rabbi, you don't say Lishma? I have the best answer in the world. The reason you're not saying Lishma is Duma Asilameh Shaloi Lishma. And for Tois, that's not Akasha. He says, why? He says, you have a Habamina of a Shliach is coming to bring a get? And by mistake, instead of saying Befanai Nechtav Lishma, he's going to say Befanai Nechtav Shalei Lishma. Listen to Tosfos Lashon. Demi hu shoyte kol kach shenoyis and get liisha. Right, this comes up in Hilchos Gerushin a lot. Demi hu shoyte kol kach shenoyis and get liisha zu shenichtav lishma. For who oimer shall l'shem acheres nichtav? When would you even have such a habamina? Avol adam hashoyche karbin pamim shetaya. When a person brings a karbin, sometimes he makes a mistake. The sober shu carbonacha. You're in Dazar, there's a lot of people that everyone's bringing carbonas, and there's a whole big matzav going on there. So by mistake, the Kayan thought he was bringing Chanyanku Zoila, instead he brought someone else's chatas. Okay, so there you could understand where this issue would come about. But Stama, maybe getting Dina Sayam, but he's a shaita, instead of thinking Lishma, he's going to think Shalay Lishma. So said the Ber Maim Chaim to the Noida B'Yehuda, you worried that someone's davening with Grace Yehudim, and instead of thinking Lishma, he's going to think Shalay Lishma? That this person, Mamish, he's been making himself a tefillah like the Chassidim are showing him, and he's saying Lashem Yichud with all the grace of Kavanis and the Yichudim, and he's going to start thinking Shalei Lashma. Tosfos already said, you don't just broadly apply this Chashash. Tavkin the Beis HaMikdash, where there was a concern. But Mehecha Tesa, this is. See, he has two kashas on the Noida B'Yehuda, and really under two chalokim of the Noida B'Yehuda's tshuva. Noida B'Yehuda said that you don't have to have a mind Lashem Yichud, because Stam Lashma. Not Stam Lashma, Freik the Ber Man Chaim. This is Mitzvah Srichas Kavano. And the second thing that the Noida B'Yehuda said, that not only stabul shma, but astu bez in the loylamer. Take a look at Tosfos and Zvachin. That bez and the bez. It's pashut to me who shaita. Why would you have to have the astu bezin over here? As it relates to the first kasha, so there's a tshuva from the Arugas Haboisim. These are some of the chsidish meshivim. And the Arugas Haboisim said that even though the Vermaim Chaim asked the bomb kasha, the first kasha, on the night of Yehuda, but the Teretz is so pasha, and really is so pasha. Seemingly, anyways. And that is, the Noid of Yehuda never said that when a person does a mitzvah, whether it's Tfiras HaOmer, or whether it's Dalud Minim, or Baruch Shalom, whatever exactly it is you're doing, you don't have to have any kavana. He never said that. Avadi, you have to have kavana. Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. Certainly you have to have kavana. What the Noid of Yehuda said was, is you don't have to be mechavim for all the Yehudim. What he said was, you don't have to be mechavim that when I do this mitzvah, I'm being miyached kushabrichu shchinte, and I'm being miyached the shem yudke and the shem vavke. That's what the Noid of Yehuda said. In fact, the lashon of the Noid of Yehuda is, v'daisha oisam mitzvah l'shem mitzvah. He said him a furish. You have to, of course, do the mitzvah l'shem mitzvah. The next paragraph, the Noid of Yehuda says, v'chol mitzvah sheyech bracha l'fanel. He gives you the shulchan aruch of what it means mitzvah sriches kavana. He says, any mitzvah that has a bracha, in tzarech loy mashum davar lefanel. You don't have to say anything before it, rak ha-bracha. V'chol davar she'ein bracha lefanel. If you have a mitzvah that doesn't have a bracha, the chassidus of the Noid of Yehuda. I mean, it's obvious, he's following the halach and shulchan aruch, but it feels like a madrega. Ani noyeg loymar b'fi. Every time I do a mitzvah, says the Noid of Yehuda, that doesn't have a bracha, this is my minig. Hinini oisne davar zel lekayim mitzvahs bayri. U'bezeh dai v'ein tzarech yoisne. Maybe Yehuda said a whole hinini. Amish, maybe you're not talking. In the tshuva where he says, don't say l'shem yichud. He says in any, of course that's something that you have to do. The kavana, you want to know the kavana I have? Pirush Amilas. He says, that's my kavana. The chola tikunim l'mayla, all the tikunim, to be miyachid, kuchbrichu shchinte, and the shem yudke vavke, nasim me'eleim al yedei maseinu. The Noibuddha didn't say there's no mitzvah sriches kavana. He knew the shai gesai is lomdis. He knows mitzvah sriches kavana l'chud and what he was saying was, is that once you yoytza mitzvah sriches kavana, everything else, oh, that's already stomel l'shma. Avad, if you don't have any kavana, you can't be soymich on a stomel l'shma. But the rega I fulfill, I check off the box. I did what I needed to do as far as mitzvah sriches kavana goes. At that point already, everything is going to flow. But the bottom line is, this is the Noid of Yehuda's tshuva as it relates to l'shem yichud. The Shoyl, Rabbi Socha Ber Bloch, wanted to know, he wanted to understand a little bit better the Nusach HaLashem Yichud. Why? Because when a person does a mitzvah, it's understood based on Teiras HaArizal and Teiras HaNister, Teiras HaSoy, that you're being Miyachid Kuchabrichu Shchinte, and you're being Miyachid Hashem Yudke Vavke, and there was a popular Nusach that expressed it. And it was understood that that's what you're supposed to do. And the question just was, how do I say it? The Nusach. Right, one of the questions it's clear that he wanted to know is, when you say Yudke, could you say Hey, or does it have to be K? Yigrada writes to him, the Noid of Yehuda, I remember Bialdusi. When the Noid of Yehuda says Bialdusi, he means when he was in the broad clois, when he was by Reb Chaim Sanzer, not the Divrei Chaim, but Reb Chaim Sanzer, the Mekubal in Broad, and he was very, very versed in Kabbalah, like Yaakovka was Meid and the Hesped. But the bottom line is that he remembers that they used to say Yud and Hey. So he says, I don't think there's any Kpeda. He'd rather answer the Shaila at the end. But the bottom line is that Avadi, you're making all these Yichudim and all these Tikkunim. The question is, in Hilchis Lishma, is this something that you're supposed to do, and maybe even something you have to do? And the Noid of Yehuda said, Zvachim Dapes, Mamish, the first daf in Zvach. So you learn Zvachim Dapes, the Brisker Rav and Sefer, right? Hilchis Psuli HaMikdoshim, that when you have Machshav Shloi Lishma, it doesn't take away the Lishma, it's just a Machshav HaPisel. This is another good Maramak of the Zvachim Dapes. This tshuva from the Noid of Yehuda, where the Noid of Yehuda said that from Zvachim Dapes, I see the whole Hashem Yichud. Number one, Stamal Lishma, meaning once you have Mitzvah Sriches Kavana, at that point, everything else is going to be Stamal Lishma. And more than that, not only don't you have to, because of Stamal Lishma, it's two parts. You shouldn't. It's usher to. Because al zeh nemer asnu bezdin deloy lemer l'shma duma asu lemer shaloy l'shma. So this tshuva is in Yeridei Madura Kama. It's Simin Tzadikimel. Emes is, it's important to know this, that the Noid of Yehuda didn't just say this once, but the Yehuda was Shina v'shileish mishnasai. He said this in a few different places. In Madura Tinyana, this is in Eir Chaim, it's Simin Kuf Zayin. It's a small tshuva. The name of the tshuva is Be'inyi L'Shem Yichud. And there's one paragraph where he says, U'metchila ani oimer, Masha shal, a pirish al nusach L'Shem Yichud. It seems another shayo asked the same question to the Noi Debi, this is several years later, and he says, "Ma lanu legalis pirush al dvarim shloim matzino bedavar shnei atamudim bavli v'yushalmi v'loy b'sefri v'sefra v'toy sefta v'loy b'divri apoyskim u'mi hitru lehem dvarim ke'elu." Who even allowed anyone to say l'shem yichud? V'ayomim arishoynim b'dayris arishoynim shloyadu minusach zeh hayutay v'me'ela. He says, the old days, the good old days, where people didn't know from these nuschais, it was better than this. V'kvar kosafti mizeh b'sifri noyde b'yehudim adura kama chelik yerdeh simen tzadik gimel ayin shah. Perhaps the most sharfa Maramakim, where the Noi Deb Yehuda spoke about this inyan, is in the Drasha's Noi Deb Yehuda. Now this is a censored Drasha. It's a heavily censored Drasha. It's printed in the new Drasha's Noi Deb Yehuda. It's Drush Hei Aleph Slichas, but only part of the Drasha is printed there. And over there, he talks a little bit about this inyan. And specifically the L'shem Yichud. He says, quote, "Hinei dvarim alalu nitnu lilmoid v'loi lasos." There ain't sort of klal lechaven hakavonos. Rak elu bali achochma hoydiyunu mala mayla nasal yedeh mitzvus vatfilos. Avolei rotzu klal shiat soyrich shanu nechaven mehem. You for sure don't have to have these kavonos when you do a mitzvah. Elamen meila advarim nasal amayla. And he gives a mashal. Kishem shal yedeh afroshas truma hutter hamutel lezarim. Just like when a person is mafresh truma, so everything becomes mutter to the zarim. You have to have a kavana that it's going to be mutter to the zarim. Ela ha'pu'ula m'meila nasis. It happens by itself. Kachu esek ha'kavana shal kol ha'mitzvahs. You do a mitzvah, you meyachid kuchmichu shchinte. You meyachid d'shem yudkei vavkei. Aval ein tzorech shabasiyas ha'mitzvah yechavim lozeh. It's definitely not something that you have to do. Now, the Yehuda's famous Talmud, Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, in his Sfarim, he mentions this many, many times. Here's a classic. Brace for impact. This is in Shailos HaTshuvas Tshuva Mi'ahava Simen Aleph. It's a long tshuva. This is the very, very end. It says as follows. U'meyed ani olay shamayim v'aretz. Says, I say Eidos. Shiroisi echot, I once saw a person, rotza levarich al esrig amahudah shal rabbeinu hagoyin amiti. He went over to the Noi Deb Yehuda and he wanted to make a bracha on his esrig. And then in parentheses he writes, ki hoya tamid mahadim in amahadrin acha esrig hamahudah, bechol mine hidur, the kesev is of lo hoya nechshav ve'en of ma'uma, afsha esrig hoya betachlus hayoiker. So the Yehuda spent a lot of money on his esrogim, and people used to go make a bracha. Either way, Yid comes to Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, "Kvod Rav, can I make a bracha on your esrog?" He says, "Avada." And then he saw this person started saying l'shem yichud. Cause the rogas, then they really got upset. The amar biketsev gadol. Ha'ime yirotzay enim manicha levarich ala esrog shalai. V'loy hanicha levarich. This is what the Tshuva Me'ahava Rav Loza Fleckless brings. He talks about it again in Tshuva Me'ahava Simin Tzadik. He talks about it in his drushes. This is in Oilos Chodesh Hasheni. So this is Maimer Samechei, where Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, he talks about the kavanis that a Baal Tekeya should have when he blows shofar. So this is one line. Omlan afal pisha ein atin bekiim behem ubishmoiseyem. Even though, I guess he's talking to the Baal Tekeya, he doesn't know all the shemes, he doesn't know all these inyanim. Tzirufei shemes hayoytzim et kiyoyz afal pikein al yidei asiyas ha-mitzvah bishnamachim kol shofar memeila hisayrus shalmaila. Everything that has to happen in Shemaim happens, whether you have the kavana or whether you don't have the kavana. I'm skipping a little bit. Listen to his poem that he writes. Ro'isi kam upamim ha-tekeya mevi imoy tachrich ksovim kisvei ho-arizatzam lachshov machshovos. He's bringing it to have machshovos. Lo'oyer ho-avos. V'fnei roichei ba'aravos abe ve'eni yodeya afilu shir trua kehu sholoi shivavos. Beautiful poetry, but you see what's happening in these tshuvas here, right? But al kopanim, this was the Noi Deb Yehuda's stanza as it relates to this inyan of the L'shem Yichud. But there's a very, very interesting postscript to this. And that is the Hilig Asat Merav, the Divrei Yoyel. And this is printed in the Yoyel Moshe. It's in Maimer Yishev Eretz Yisrael. It's Sivkot Mem Zayin. So he's talking a little bit about the Inyan of L'shem Yichud. And he says that I made a very, very interesting observation. There's a Sefer that's called Orli Yisharim. The Sefer Orli Yisharim was written by Reb Zorach Eidlitz. I heard from Rav David Katz, he told me that before the Noi Deb Yehuda came to Prague, and really when the Noi Deb Yehuda came to Prague, the Noi Deb Yehuda at that time, B'shaitoi, when he arrived in Prague, he wasn't the biggest magachir, and he wasn't the person that everybody was flocking to hear. Everyone was going to hear Reb Zorach Eidlitz. Obviously, Noi Deb Yehuda became the Gadol Hadar in the last 40 years of his life. But Reb Zorach Eidlitz was a tremendous, tremendous goyin, and he was one of the Chachmei Prague. Either way, so Reb Zorach Eidlitz wrote a sefer called Early Yesharim. These are his drushes. And in Drush Aleph, he gave a shoivivim drasha. So it's a real, real shoivivim drasha. And he said as follows, that it's mavu in Sifri Kabbalah, that if someone is very, very meluchlich bechet, it's possible that if he does an aveira, his aveira will be chap by the sitra achra. Ki yodua. The soid of lulav agazel, the inkam agaymai. But the point is that Reb Zarech Eiglet said that that's why before you say do a mitzvah, you should say l'shem yichud. If a person says l'shem yichud, it's going to stop the sitra achra from being able to ganver the mitzvah that he's doing. He explained it with a lumbus. The lumbus was that basically what you're saying is, I'm doing the mitzvah only l'shem, being miyachid kuchabrichu shchinte, and being miyachid l'shem yud kei vavke. But to the extent that this mitzvah doesn't have the ability to do it, then it shouldn't be a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, so then there's no inyan of the sitra achra ganvening it. Avivu, the sitra achra is taking the mitzvah, and it can't go where it's supposed to go, so then fakir, it's not going to go anywhere. This is basically the lumbus that he said. So the Satmarov said that if you open up the sefer, early Yisharim, you look at the first page, he got a haskama, a glowing haskama from the Noida B'Yehuda. And he says, how's it possible that the Noida B'Yehuda gave a haskama on a sefer, where in the first drosha, literally, you would have to mish 5 or 6 pages, and you would see a whole mishaberach on this Indian of L'Shem Yichud. So the Satmarov says, the Nira, the Achasha Omar Tamzeh, after the early Yisharim, Reb Zarech Eidlitz gave his pshat in L'Shem Yichud, kibla mimenu. The Yehuda was Mekabel and he was Chayzer. This is what he said. As I state in Divrei Yoel, it's in the Yoel Moshe, it's in Maimon Yishev Eretz Yisrael. I'll tell you something else interesting. And this, Reb Shimon Shemanowitz wrote in his piece, and that is that we mentioned that the Shoyel in this tshuva was Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch, the Baal Binus Yisachar. So Nachi happens to have his Sefer. If you look at the beginning of the Sefer, the Noida B'Yehuda gave him a haskama. Not once, twice. He gave him a haskama the first time it was printed, and then he gave him a haskama the second time. The second time the Noida B'Yehuda gave him a haskama, he was very, very mayrich. I think it's kedai to, not that, richos. It's 10 lines. But just to get a feel for it. He says, Kvod harav hagodol Rav Ber Hamburg. That's where he refers to him. Boliki lasenu poi, the hit v'sifrei hazekan. He used the Prague printing press. The achash enigma roiv ha-sefer havarti enai behavora ba'alma al k'tzas kuntrisen. I didn't go through the whole sefer. He said, but I went through parts of the sefer. For roisi shehem divrei peichachas musar v'drushim ni'imim u'miskablam. And I saw that it's mamish, it's musar, it's drushim, it's beautiful. Lo lavash levush geyas leimar. He didn't put on a gaiva diga beged saying, ru'uke ani megala dvarim shekisa atik yoimen. V'lo yunam lo lechem starim liyos hoylich rachel u'megala soid kiderach tzas darshonim shiz banenu. Mamish, the whole musar shmuz that David gives in that drasha and in his tshuvas, he says that that's not what Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch did. He didn't do any of these things. Fakeret, the sefer is, it's etzes, and it's musar, and it's drush, it's not shayach. And then he goes on, he says, those svarim harbe yesh laharchik mehem u'midevreim loikein harav azeh elo kol iskoi b'chibra zeh b'dvarim gluyin al pishas bavli v'yirshalmi u'midrashim heledvarim hanitokim lichtoiv u'besefer lirshlein. Then he continues. Here's the punchline. Gan hetik dine duchan v'dine pidyon haben v'kayhanim zrizin b'lishna klilu b'derech haruzin. He said one of the nice things that he did in the Sefer was that he gives you the basic halachas of duchaning for a kayah and the halachas of pidyon haben for kayhanim zrizin. So if you want to know you're a kayah and you want to do pidyon haben, like he just says, I was going through the Sefer. I see, Mamish did such a nice job. His mom was like, I hate to go work. Right? You could get the very easy way of knowing how exactly to do pidyon haben. So Rav Shemanowitz said, take a look at what Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch writes about pidyon haben. The koyoy mar ha'evlo koyin. This is what the father is supposed to tell the koyin. Kodosh elyon zika oisi im ben b'char le'em. Mutul alay l'kayim mitzvoysav k'roy v'liftois oisai. V'hinini muchan liftois oisai al yotcha l'shem yichud kutsha b'richo u'shchente. So he said it's a pelafin azach. The night of you that gave us skomo. He mamish references shaloi kedarka. You don't see this every day. One part of the sefer that he read, and it's not shayach, and in that one page, it's one paragraph, the ganza maisa, come out, it's a few paragraphs, very short, one page. And over there, he talks about l'shem yichud. So what does that mean? The Rebbe Yehuda was so eish lahava. And over here, this is what he writes. I'll tell you a third very, very interesting thing. And this is based on academic research. And that is recently, Haggadah Shel Pesach was discovered that belonged to Rabbi Elazar Flachlis. So this is not Rabbi Elazar Flachlis' own Haggadah. Rabbi Elazar Flachlis wrote Haggadah. It's called Maisa Rabbi Elazar. It's one of the great names of a sefer of all time. But it's called Maisa Rabbi Elazar. But anyways, so Rabbi Elazar Flachlis wrote Haggadah, but this is not his Haggadah. This is the Haggadah that he used. And it's mamish on the sides. It's all Ksav Yad Kotshei. And when it comes to right before the mitzvah sayoyim of matzah, could be mor also, dalet koisois, he wrote b'ksav yad kotshoy a nusach of l'shem yichad. It's a pella. This is real. So the bottom line is, mitzad echad you have the tshuvas of the Noid of Yehuda and Yeridei Madur can kama simin tzadigimel, Eruchai Madur tinyana simin kov zayin, and you have the Drush Hei and Yem Aleph Lesichas, and you have the Tshuva Mehava Simen Aleph and Simen Tzadik, and it's Shrosh and Oilos Chodesh Hasheni. But then the Samarov believed that from the fact that the Noid Buddha gave a skoma to Abzorach Eilitz is safe, and in Drush Aleph he talks about the Inyan of the Shem Yichon and how wichtig it is that Vaistois, it wasn't so posh what the Noid Buddha was saying. And we have here a shtickle biyik, maybe from the fact that the Noid of Yehuda gave a haskoma to the Sefer Binus Yisosra, and he said, I am what he wrote, by Pidyon Aben, that maybe he's being megala a little bit, that he was okay with the Lashem Yichud, and that Rabbi Elazar Fleckless in his own handwriting would have inserted into a God that didn't have Lashem Yichud, the Nusach of Lashem Yichud. That's already a shnickel next level. But just to end, I'll tell you something very, very fascinating. And that is that if you take a look at the Tshuva that the Noid of Yehuda wrote to Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch. So we mentioned it's really four tshuvas. It's Simen Tzadik, it's Tzadik Aleph, it's Tzadik Beis, and it's Tzadik Gimel. So I missed this when I was preparing, but Yankee pointed it out to me. In Simen Tzadik Beis, this is where the Noid of Yehuda is addressing the third Shiloh that the Shiloh asked. So he writes him as follows, Noid of Yehuda talking. V'hinei hetakti kol dvarav. He said, I was matik, I wrote everything that you told me. Even though I really could have answered your question very bekitzer. I did this because I know you wanted me to do this. So he had asked him, it seems the Shoyal asked him, he partially was mevakish, please incorporate this in your Tshuvas Noid of Yehuda. I want to have a Zikaron. We have a Sefer Binas Yisasa, but Tshuvas Noid of Yehuda is Nevuah Shehutzach HaLadayrus. And he asked him. So he said, "Afki Hikshol Lishol." He said, it was a very hard ask. Ki Chiburi Kvar Hu Mesudra Al Seder Shulchan Aruch. So he writes to them, I already prepared my whole Chibur. Umitshuvas Mesumonim Besimonim Mishal Digloi. Every Simon already has a number. The Eich Avalvel Hasidu LaHoisev Al HaMispar. He says, I should start changing all the different numbers. V'gam Yesh Kan Chesar and Kis. He said, it also it's going to cost more money. Ki Abali Melocha Mechashvim HaAvudim. I pay per word, right? I pay per page. So he says, oh, this is how much it's going to cost to print the Noid of Yehuda. I pay per word. So he says that based on that, I was worried about that. He says, this tshuva almost didn't make it, the tshuva's Noid of Yehuda. It's fascinating. And the reason it made it, the tshuva's Noid of Yehuda, it was to give this Yid a Zikaron. Little did we know, this would maybe be the most famous tshuva in Tshuvas Noid of Yehuda. It's takenat shaykh. But I'll end with one last thing. So on Shabbos, I was going through the tshuva with a fine-tooth comb. Just went through it, word for word, just to make sure. And I noticed that the tshuva was written. Tzadik, Tzadik Aleph, Tzadik Beis, and Tzadik Gimel. Baruch Hashem, Prague, Aleph, which is Sunday. Chav Beis Sivan, Tavkof Lamedvav. It was written literally on Chav Beis Sivan, exactly 247 years ago. This was not planned. This was supposed to be the Rebbe long ago. The bottom line is, it's unbelievable. So the Yehuda writes, and in this tshuva they talk about, there should be a zichron l'doiris. Mamash, sefsois of doivavois bekever. Sefsois of doivavois of the shoyl, Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch. Sefsois of doivavois, of course, of the Noid of Yehuda. Anytime you go through a noisa like this, of course, we have to remember that elu ve'elu divrali kim chayim, and everybody's, this is a melchaba l'shem shemayim, if there's ever been one. And that's why soifel l'skayim and baruch Hashem, you have so many yidden in Klal Yisrael that they say l'shem yichid, metala kavunas, and so many lahed you don't. But the bottom line is, this is mamash a bechina of soifel l'skayim. Amen.